Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval Renaissance and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we continue our exploration of composers who were associated with the Catholic order known as the Jesuits. We'll travel to Europe, South America, and China, as well as listen to a new release by Les Boreades of Montreal.
Thank you.
We heard four movements from Alessandro Scarlatti's Sinfonia in G Major for recorder and basso continuo. A quick survey of Scarlatti's compositions for recorder show that he wrote over a dozen pieces with it featuring prominently. Recorder soloist and director Francis Colpron led the French-Canadian ensemble Les Boreades of Montreal. A 2008 release on the Atma label, the recording features an entire program of music for recorder and ensemble. In the first part of our exploration of music for the Jesuits, we looked at composers who were primarily from Italy and France. Yet England and Spain also had prominent composers associated with the Catholic order, especially during the Renaissance. Spanish composer Tomás Luis de Victoria is the country's most well-known composer whose reputation traveled widely. William Byrd is arguably England's finest from the late 16th century. We'll hear an instrumental work by Tomás Luis de Victoria, arranged by Bovicelli, followed by movements from a Mass proper for Pentecost by William Byrd. Music of the Spanish and English Renaissance by two composers associated with the Jesuit order, Tomás Luis de Victoria and William Byrd. First, we heard an arrangement for Victoria's Vadam et Circuibo Civitatem for violin and organ, followed by an offertory and communion by Byrd. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music composed for the Jesuits. The Jesuits were known for their missionary work in far-flung places. One such exotic locale was Beijing, China. French missionaries not only brought music with them, but also took Chinese melodies back to Paris. We'll hear excerpts from a reconstruction of a Jesuit mass incorporating Chinese and French Baroque elements. Music for the Jesuits of Beijing. We heard pieces written by Joseph-Marie Amiot and Charles d'Amblevie. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we continue exploring music written for the Jesuits. Let's return to Domenico Zippoli, heard in part one of our series, who was sent by the Jesuits to work in South America. There, his compositions were pivotal in the conversion of indigenous people to Christianity. One particularly effective way of doing this was to set vocal music in a native language. We'll hear the motet Zuipaki by Zippoli, composed in Guarani, an indigenous language spoken in Bolivia.
Thank you.
We heard the motet Zuipaki, set in Guarani, a language spoken by a group of indigenous people of South America. Ensemble Elima performed under the direction of Gabriel Garrido. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying music associated with the Catholic order known as the Jesuits. We go back to Europe to listen to the music of a composer whose earliest training was given to him by the Jesuits. Georg Muffat, like many composers, was taught at a Jesuit school. There he studied a number of subjects, including music. He was also appointed to his first organist position at a Jesuit institution. We'll hear Muffat's earliest surviving work, a sonata in D major for violin and basso continuo.
Thank you.
We heard Georg Muffat's Sonata in D. It was performed by violinist Anton Steck and accompanied by Christian Rieger at the harpsichord. Our new release of the week features the recorder music of Alessandro Scarlatti. Francis Colpron and Les Boreades of Montreal perform on a recording from the Atma label. We'll hear three movements from Scarlatti's Concerto in A minor for recorder, two violins, and basso continuo.
Thank you.
We heard three movements from Alessandro Scarlatti's Concerto in A minor for recorder, two violins, and basso continuo. It was performed by Les Boreades of Montreal under the direction of recorder soloist Francis Copron. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.